Dear Cheap Astronomy, is there a cosmic gravitational wave background? Well, yes, there is. Although, all we are really saying here is that the universe contains a lot of background noise in the form of gravitational waves because the universe is full of moving, massive bodies that interact with each other. The real interest in the cosmic gravitational wave background is whether there is some kind of background hum associated with the Big Bang, which might then confirm, or not, our speculations on the events that occurred in the very first second of the universe. This particularly includes our speculation about there having been early rapid inflation, which would have been a very dramatic and dynamic process, and hence may have left the universe still resonating with its impact. Any massive body that creates space-time turbulence will create gravitational waves. A perfect sphere that spins on its central axis will not create such turbulence, but add a few bumps and imperfections to that sphere, and it will. Gravitational waves also arise from a moon orbiting a planet, and a planet orbiting a star, and stars in binary orbits, as well as neutron stars and even black holes in binary orbits. These are all examples of things that create continuous gravitational waves, which are constantly radiating from multiple sources across the space-time expanse of the universe. The headline-grabbing gravitational waves, like those detected by LIGO, the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, were a different matter altogether, being all sudden and one-off events. For example, two black holes in a binary system that spiraled inwards and merged, or two neutron stars that merged, or a neutron star and a black hole that merged. Such dramatic events create a sudden surge of gravitational waves that rise above the continuous background hum that comes from other more stable sources. So, without meaning to dismiss the grand scale, the engineering sophistication, and the general cleverness of LIGO, for the most part, it is just managing to pull out the most blaringly obvious signals from what might be a vast tapestry of still untapped information. But how much of that information is really tappable remains to be determined, given there is an ever-present background of many and varied gravitational wave sources, some continuous, others irregular and intermittent. Then there's a huge amount of processing required to sort all that into known sources you can filter out, allowing you to then investigate more mysterious sources. Achieving all that will involve slowly and meticulously sorting through all the data collected, which is a current objective of the now 16-year-old crowd computing project called Einstein at Home. The problem is that while it's reasonable to assume an orbiting system of two massive bodies, like a star and a planet, should produce a characteristic gravitational wave signal, remember that here on Earth we are a moving point in space-time, surrounded by billions of stars of different masses that have planets of different masses and different orbital periods, and of course each star has a different number of planets. So all that together makes for a lot of varied signal, which borders on random chaos. But, given what we've managed to achieve already, we don't want to rule out the potential for us to sort all this out in the long run. So if all that does work out, finding a primordial gravitational wave signal of the Big Bang does then look feasible. Nonetheless, this will be no small matter, since we don't actually know what we're looking for. After all, it's a signal arising from a hypothetical event, and we don't actually know if such an event would leave behind a signal anyway. If early rapid inflation was perfectly symmetrical, like a perfect sphere growing outwards from a single central point, then it wouldn't leave behind any gravitational waves. There will only be a signal if there were some underlying imperfections in that early inflation process that left behind gravitational wave turbulence. So, if it exists, the cosmic gravitational wave background will presumably appear as some kind of continuous hum that's coming at us from all directions, with very attenuated waveforms of approximately the same amplitude and frequency. Maybe.